The next item that we're going to have before lunch, Mr. Grab, we had an add-on item.
That's correct. By letter dated December 19th, Commissioner received a request from actually Troutman and Sanders on behalf of the Bracey and Scott family, and it relates to not specifically the appeal of the Sebaqueous application, although they're tied in, but to the Commission's staff's directive to remove the derelict pilings from the structure. By letter dated November 2nd, we gave them 60 days. The particular letter that we've received indicates that on behalf of the Bracey's and Scott's, that the Troutman Sanders intends to appeal the Commission decision of the Sebaqueous approval of the association's permit, because they feel that if they were to prevail and get the Commission's decision overturned, and if they were to get authorization to rebuild the former dance hall structure, there may be some of the pilings that they, you know, wish to use. So, in essence, they're asking that the Commission agree to stay or withhold the requirement to remove the derelict pilings pending the potential submittal of an appeal, petition for appeal, and I guess a decision on the Sebaqueous. And that's really what they requested.
I think that summarizes it. Do you have any comment, Mr. Josephson, on this matter?
Well, this would be anticipation of the appeal to the court. It would be the opportunity for the agency to stay the effect of this decision pending the decision by the court. They would also have the opportunity, if the agency declined to stay its decision, to request the court to stay it at some appropriate time.
Doesn't seem likely. The reasonable thing to do right now is Mr. Daniels acting in good faith by providing this letter to us that and while this is pending, the initial applicants that would be impacted would not be able to build their pier while this legal action is going on, in all likelihood, because it all involves pretty much the same area. Is that correct?
I'm not sure that as a practical matter, that's true. I just don't know. If the other facility can be constructed, the pier, what have you, that was approved without interfering with these pilings.
The Bracey's and Scott's certainly have an ownership interest in the pilings. And as Ben has showed you, you know, there was an indication that initially they were going to use some of them, but then they applied for it. There may have been, as Ben had indicated, I think it was in response to either Mr. Fox's or Mr. Schick's question, a few pilings that need to be removed to affect the permit that the Commission had granted. In our opinion, that's really a civil matter between the Bracey's and the Scott's and the Association. But as counsel has agreed, barring a stay of the Commission's permit, once we issued that permit, the Association is free to go ahead regardless of the filing of the appeal of the Commission's decision.
But the bottom line is, if Mr. Daniel does appeal, let's move away from the pier. Maybe I muddied the water by even bringing the pier into it. I think in totality there's going to be other appeals and different things that deal with specifically this dance hall where the pilings were situated. That will be litigated.
Okay.
While that's going on, I do not want to be arbitrary and capricious in saying, no, you know, pull the pilings up right now when there's a potential for some court proceedings to be there that may authorize the rebuilding of that structure. So I would think that the prudent thing to do would be to stay the removal order of those pilings. As we've discussed, they've already declared that the pilings are theirs from a civil perspective if something were to happen, that we stay the removal order of those pilings until the matter is rectified by the court pertaining to that structure.
Right, and staff would support that, but my point was they're really two separate issues. One, an enforcement safety issue under 1210,
right,
public health, safety, and welfare. The other, a regulatory issue under 1203, and the appeal is of 1203. It really does
right.
not affect the rebuilding or the pilings.
We have
no problem if the commission wants to stay, in essence, a staff direction to remove within 60 days. I mean, I think that's fine.
Entertain a motion by the commission. Any questions of the matter?
Mr. Chairman, I would offer a motion that we stay the enforcement.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Mr. McCluskey. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We will be in recess for lunch, and we will reconvene at 1 o'clock, beginning with public comments.